Try to be like an invisible picture taker, because you're already so visible. So I've realized that the only way to kind of get, you know, something that I wanted to record was just to tape record them, which worked out really well. So that you can, you know, I only knew about, I mean, I hung out at Chinatown a lot before going over there, but that doesn't really help you make the leap to China. And yeah, I don't know, you kind of like in Japan you really can start to become like visible, and once you figure out how to get around, you can kind of like sneak around and get inside of places that are interesting. But China, we were only there for a couple of weeks, and every other day we were in a different place. But, you know, for the whole time, you felt dramatically on the outside. You know, I mean, places like this city, Xi'an, where the fashion boutique was, like, it's crazy. It's in central, kind of, toward west China, and it's on the Silk Route. I guess, you know, like, historically, Silk Route. And, so that just means that, and there still is really strong Near Eastern and Islamic and, you know, community of people. So, you know, there's like huge mosques in the downtown, and just faces that don't seem like typical Chinese faces, you know, and you know, like the kind of street, everything happens on the street markets are really like open really late at night, and everyone's outside. And they had this, in the downtown there was this fountain, like a dry fountain plaza, and some kids would rent out roller skates to the other kids. So it was like a huge nighttime roller rink around the fountain, which totally didn't work because it was like cobblestones and stuff. People are still like tumbling around it. There's this constant like amazement, and sometimes really nice, sometimes bumpy, but just like this totally feeling like on the surface of a slightly impenetrable culture.